We have a very special guest. I'm going to see if I can beam him in right now. Let me try this out. Our first time ever doing this. There he is. I hear him. Hey, yeah. Mr. Tom. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, everybody.
So great to have you here with us on Future Roots Radio, one of our favorite artists. I'm going to try to get my microphone over here so we can see each other.
there you are.
How you doing?
Not bad. How you doing?
Doing great. So glad that you could make it down here.
My pleasure. Yeah, I got a ride here from my friend Marn Hagen.
Marn in the place.
Yeah. I think she's going to be pledging tonight, too.
Very good.
Yep. $120, Marn.
Way to put her on the spot.
Tom, you helped us out at Dublab a while back, and you're a good-hearted man. You're a man with lots of beautiful music, and dare I say, the voice of an angel right there. Here he is, the voice, an angel incarnate.
It is definitely...
Your folks, when you were a little kid, talking to your mom, Mom, I want this, I want this. Little did they know it was the voice of an angel asking them. You got to listen to those. Well, we're glad to have you here, glad to have you in Los Angeles, and you're out and about all the time, all over the world, making it happen.
Trying to, anyways, yeah.
How long have you been in town for this stretch?
This is actually quite a long stretch. I've been in town for about a week.
That's a pretty in Tom terms. That's like
where,
in
where
infinity.
Do you live, Tom?
It's by nice. I'm over in Santa Monica, so you're talking about the Fifth Street.
Okay.
Area, so yeah, so I'm just six streets east of there.
Santa Monica by way of North Dakota.
By way of Grand Forks, North Dakota.
Wow. Yeah.
You have the key to the city, right?
I do have the key to the city.
How big is that key?
Just a small little pin, but I've got to tell you, it means the world to me. So I'm supposed to invite whoever wants to come to Grand Forks, North Dakota.
There you go. You are
taking everybody.
You know, maybe there's folks listening in Grand Forks. This is also an internet broadcast across the world. So maybe some folks, hello to Grand Forks. Even if you hear it on the archive, hello to you. And thanks for helping create a community that Mr. Tom Brusso could come out of.
Yeah.
Now you're in the warmer climate of Los Angeles. You've been here for how many years now?
I've been here since 2001. I've been up in Los Angeles since 2003.
Nice.
Yeah. And it's a home away from home, but, you know.
Well, we're so glad to have you here, and glad to have your music in our ears, and you're making so much beautiful music. And we want people to hear it, so we invited you down this evening to share some songs. You got your guitar right there, and we're gonna let me fade out this piano, and we'll fade in. How's that sounding? Do you want some more guitar, less guitar?
No, I think this is just fine.
And some tambourines. I got tambourines in my
pocket.
Where's
my tambourine woman?
So, what do we say? We'll have you want to play some songs, play a couple of songs, and then we'll get back into it. And in the meantime, let me tell folks 818-985-5735. We got someone on the line right now. We do have an Amoeba special $25 gift certificate to Amoeba on top of supporting KPFK and making it happen. If you come in at the $120 level, that's $10 a month. Do it by credit card, and you will also get the Amoeba gift certificate. I'm not sure. Let me ask Ollie's on the line right now. We'll find out in a minute how many we have left, but he's making it happen. And get into some music, and then get right back to you here on the microphones. Let Tom Brusso sing his magic just for you. So we'll let you take it away and do your thing, Tom.
Okay. It's hard for me to say where to begin. Everything is caving in. Everything is up in the air. I'm bleeding out My favorite color is the color blue. I put a little of that in everything I do. I'm slowly changing my style. I've got new shoes now. All I want to do is dance a while. I keep having the same dream of David Grohl. The one where he's playing the drums in whole. They got him wrapped in rusty chains. I think I'm supposed to free him, but I don't have the brains. I went to church last Sunday, and let me tell you what. When I got through, it gave me back my strut. Makes me want to move down south. And every time I smile, I'll raise a white bandana to my mouth. I'm secretly in love with my best friend's older sis, and I have been ever since I started doing the twist. I really believe she's the lock and I'm the key. Oh, but holding it all in.
So beautiful. Tom Brusseau. What's the name of that song, Tom?
That's a little number called My Favorite Color Blue.
Yeah. So gorgeous. Is your favorite color blue?
You know what? I'm colorblind. So what would I know?
Are you really? Yeah. You know, some of the most amazing creative folks I know are colorblind. So yeah. If I was colorblind, I'm sure that my creativity level would go way up. Mr. Tom Brusseau in the studio right there. Hi. Tom is one of my favorite artists, and so glad that you could be down here sharing music.
Oh, my pleasure. You kidding me? My pleasure. Yeah.
So let's get into another one. I know that you're going to give a call right now. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. More music from Tom Brusseau right here on Future Roots Radio.
Backstage, and she's ready to dance and sing. But before we call her out, oh, we're short one thing. Where's the drum roll? Where's the drum roll? Give me drum roll. Give me a drum roll. Miss Lucy has got herself a brand new top hat. How would you like to see her pull a bunny out of that? Where's the drum roll? Where's the drum roll? Give me drum roll. Give me a drum roll. Gotten over a bout of cold feet, I'm gonna walk up to her and I'm gonna tell her something sweet. Where's the drum roll? Where's the drum roll? Give me drum roll. Give me a drum
Beautiful sounds. Thanks, Tom, for those beautiful sounds.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
What's the name of your guitar, Tom?
My guitar? Oh, God. I'm still trying to figure out a name. Do you have any names?
Stanley.
I like Stanley.
Stanley Steamer.
I was thinking a girl's name, but, you know, Stanley could be a girl's name.
You know, could be. Stanley could be a trustworthy sidekick, and we'll say, you know, you could alternate. You could have Stanley. Wendy's a good name.
I like Wendy.
Tom Rousseau making the magic happen over there in Studio B. What was that one called?
It was called Give Me a Drum Roll. Give Me a Drum Roll.
Okay, I'll do it.
I like it.
I did it. I'm easily swayed. So in the context of Tom Rousseau music, what do you have coming up on the horizon?
Well, let's see here. Well, that's I'm glad you asked. I have a new record that's going to be out very soon.
Great.
Produced by our buddy Adam Pierce of Mice Parade.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Adam.
So it's going to be quite a different record, I think.
Did you guys work in New York on that?
We worked upstate New York, and then also a friend of mine in Portland, Oregon. By the name of Ethan Rose.
Oh, yeah. I played some of Ethan's music earlier on.
Yep.
Ethan's great. Wow.
Yeah, he's really great. So I have these two different concepts. So we pulled them together, and they're on one record. It's
great.
Wow.
Yeah, we're big Ethan Rose fans.
Yeah. Ethan's quite an individual. He recently recorded a very, very old organ, a piano organ up in Portland. At a roller rink.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah, I heard he actually did a show recently, too, at the roller rink. And we dropped a line up there and saying that there's a roller rink down here, Moonlight Rollerway in Glendale, and suggested maybe trying to cruise down to L.A. because they also have an organ as a centerpiece there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that would be a good place. It's a fun place to be. So hopefully we can get Ethan down here making great music. Love it.
Yeah, Ethan's a talented man. Well, he should be down here.
Yeah.
Ethan, get down.
Bring
here.
It out. Come on, Ethan. We know you're listening up there. Come on down. LA's a good place to be. There's so
Definitely.
Much music, a lot of creativity and surprises popping up here and there. We know that there's folks out there listening who are making that next wave of music and really about to blow our minds in the future. So thanks to Los Angeles for being such a supportive, creative city. And you travel around the world. You tour and bring your music to people all over the globe.
Yeah, I do. I'm very lucky, feel very fortunate to be able to do that. And, you know, sometimes I want to stay, right, or I go too, you know, but it's always nice to come back to Los Angeles.
When you travel around, I'm sure you meet a lot of folks making music all over the world.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really great, and I'm passed off everywhere I go. I always get new CDs, you know, from everybody, so it's really great. So when I come back, I'm always listening to new music.
You have to bring a bigger duffel bag next
time.
Yeah,
I do, definitely.
Do you find that those travels and connecting with those people influence the music you make and inspire you to kind of take new twists and turns?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how it couldn't. It's a wonderful thing to be able to go to a different country and have somebody come out and support your music, you know?
That's great.
It's always radio station that does it, you know what I mean?
There we go.
Yeah, so.
Beautiful radio right here. This is like the Future Roots Radio Gospel Hour. We are bringing it up, rising it up, and we're going to continue rising it up with Tom Russo right now.
Walking around with a hole in my heart, thinking about how great thou art. Hitting my stride, getting into the zone, stripping things to the bone, bringing back the movement of arts and crafts, searching for sticks to make river rafts. I need some twine for lashing, cause I'm on the bum. Going to Cawker City to get me some. After all this time, you wanna make amends. You don't know me, you don't know my friends. Hot cards at the Taj, pretty trophies in the garage. Together with my old flame, none of the pieces fit the same. Yeah, I'm still going to the dance, but I'm going steak. I don't mind if any of you think I'm a fake. I like it when a color bleeds. I don't like watermelon because of the seeds. That sweater that you're wearing is starting to peel. I can scrape them all off if you just sit still. When I'm tired, I lay down and play dead. The chaos continues to roll around in my head. So what if in the morning I take a wee dram? Why can't you accept me for who I am? shorty, tighten up the strings on my favorite hoodie. Looking gaunt, been living on beans and rice. I'm beginning to laugh like Vincent Price. Precious moments up on the net. I mean, really, how low can you get? I'd take you back if I thought you were sincere. I could get you back if I just jump from here. I know there's some people listening in Reno right now. Pledge. Haven't I been true to you? That won't ever change. If it's all the same, I'll always be what you want me to. Haven't I been true to you? Haven't I been true to you? I hold my eyes, I read between the lines. I see what you want me to. Haven't I been true to you? Haven't I been true to you? I hold back what I say. No emotions get in the way. I control what you want me to. Haven't I been true? Oh, haven't I been true?
So great, Tom Brousseau, making the magic happen over there in Studio B. You have been true.
Oh man, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I think one of the funnest, our funnest international run-in was, we've had a few actually in Belgium both times.
Uh-huh, right. At the discotheque or something like that. I forget the name of that place.
Yeah, what was
it? It's a huge, huge building though,
wasn't it? Huge place, yeah. Some ballroom or something. Yeah. And that beautiful garden one. That was gorgeous. Isn't that nice? That place was very nice.
Yeah,
I love that. Have you been over to Europe recently?
I have. This year, I was there just towards the end of last year with Mary Jones, who I know was listening in Chicago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mary Jones?
Mary Jones. And it was a good run, you know? Got a little cold towards the end, you know?
Yeah.
And somebody stole my harmonicas England. But that's okay.
That's why you got to keep them, get that, Dylan harmonica frame or whatever.
Yeah,
you
they
could
stole
just keep
that
it
too.
Right in front of your face.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to chain it. I'm going to chain it down next time. That was my one problem.
You keep it on. You could just slurp soup through your harmonica.
Yeah.
Keep it all close. Well, you know, it's like it's a little donation to the world. Maybe you'll turn someone on and they'll be playing music with that harp.
Yeah, I think so. I've had things ripped off in everywhere I've gone. You can't get too upset about things like that, you know?
Yeah, it's like you're leaving little gifts for the world, unintentional gifts.
Yeah, exactly.
Tom Brousseau, right here in Studio B at KPFK. You got it. You got a couple more songs in your lungs for us?
Yeah, I think so.
Very good.
Yeah, I think so. I'll try this one out.
Let's do it.
Yeah, Wishbone Medallion.
All right.
I don't have to go too far back to feel the strain. Funny, after all this time, there's still water on my brain. I feel for the walls and walk along the edges of the light. I tell myself I ain't even gonna think of things tonight. I got rocks in my boots. I can't explain their presence, but they are companionable toads. Now and again, I get a sharp feeling and think of hazel moats. I'm watching a gal in red stockings and a black dress. Everything that she touches, she also seems to bless. I tell her that I like the wishbone medallion around her neck. She asks me what I want to drink. I'll take anything but triple sec. I'm suddenly a bit crazy and old-fashioned looking. In her eyes, I want to take her to Reno in a stolen El Camino as the sun dies.
You know what? That was so great. Want to do another one? We'll just roll right into it.
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. don't smile all that much, and I don't think you should, 'cause when you do, it feels like you can break the world. You picked up my hand and put it over your heart and looked me straight in the eye and showed me your teeth. You took my love to new heights. You took my love to new heights. Once I had good news and I came to you. I think it was about the lottery, but I could be wrong. You were talking on the phone, talking with your mom. You said I was just telling her that you're the one. Then I forgot. You took my love to new heights. Yeah, you took my love to new heights. Saw it there one time. I had to ask just what it meant, 'cause it's the only one of its kind. She said it used to be a name, and then I boxed it and filled it in. That's the last time I do anything like that again. You took my love to new heights. You took my love to new heights. I never been afraid of falling.
Yes, indeed. Tom Brousseau taking love to new heights right here in the Studio B of KPFK Future Roots Radio. Sounding great.
Thanks a lot.
How do you feel in there, Tom?
I feel great.
Great. It's great all around. We got great. We got great. We got great. We got great. Great, great. So we're all in agreement.
Yeah. It's all good.
It's great. No, it's not good. It's great.
Good is good, too.
True.
Thanks for having me in, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So if folks want to connect more to the land of Tom Brousseau, the whereabouts, the happenings, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Maybe Fat Cat. Maybe Fat Cat Records would be a good way, you know?
Fat Cat Records.
They do a good job of keeping things together.
Writing letters. People could write a letter.
Yeah.
They could start a pen pal relationship.
That or to Mary Jones. You know, I have a website, but I don't know. Whatever, right?
I think tombrousseau.com is a pretty good way to communicate. B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. B-R-O-S-S-E-A-U. tombrousseau.com, and you can find out where you're going to be touring, and of course about the forthcoming album. What's the title of the new album?
It's called Posthumous Success. And it's actually a very cheerful title. Although I'm sure my mother, well, I know she doesn't like it, so
nah.
Let's not talk about my mother.
maybe, you know, that's the one, that's the posthumous success album, and then the other ones could be all while you're here.
Right, you know? It's true, right, because I plan to go.
Chug along till you're gray-haired.
I don't know, you know? I think I'll just drift off somewhere.
Drift off.
Yeah,
hop
change
on
my
a
name.
Train.
Yeah.
Have you done some traveling like that, kind of just jumping out there?
And... I did, and I used to think that I'd done enough of it, but I really haven't. But I did. Before I came out to California, I took a car across the United States.
Nice.
And, yeah, I lived on beans and, you know, tuna, whatever.
Yeah. Where's that that dreamland? Where do you want to travel to?
Boy, I think I'm here.
You know?
I always wanted to come out to California. I can't even tell you. So I landed in San Diego first, but, you know.
Milk and honey and oranges.
Yeah, that's right. But Los Angeles is quite something. So.
Yeah, and you're out there by the beach.
No, I am. Yeah, I was in Echo Park for many years.
Yeah.
And I do miss Echo Park quite a bit, but I don't find myself really feeling like I need to go back there and live, although
yeah.
If I get money one day, maybe I'll buy a house there.
There's some gorgeous spots. I mean, all throughout L.A., little pockets, and it's such a great city. It's a patchwork city, a city of hidden gems, and lots of just amazing mysteries around every corner. And we highly urge you, if you're out there, if you're new to the city, or if you've been here for a while but haven't explored yet, why don't you go take a walk around the neighborhood? That's one of the best ways to discover new things. So jump out there, ride a bike around, or hop on a car. You know, if you got to do it, and travel out, see the city, because there is so much that the city offers. And really, it's about the people. People like Tom right here, and people like Tom right here, people like Ale and Marn and all the other people here in the studio, KPFK, and all the listeners out there. Community, and that's what community radio is all about. I think we got time for one more wonderful song from you, Tom. If you want to sing us another one, we're about 7 minutes out from the top of the hour.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear another song.
Okay. This is an oldie. Well, they gave him the orders in Monroe, Virginia, St. Pete. You're way behind time. This ain't 38. This is old 97. And you got to be a sinner on time. Well, he turned around to his black greasy partners, a shovel and a little more coal. When we cross that White Oak Mountain, you can hear old 97 roll. It's a mighty rough road from Lakeville to Danville in a line on a 3 mile grade. It was on that grade that he lost his air brakes, and you should have seen a jump he made. He was going down the mountain, making 90 miles an hour, when his whistle broke out in a scream. And he found him in the wreck with his hands on the throttle, scalded to death by the steam. Take warning from this time now and learn. Never speak harsh words to your true loving husband. He might leave you and never return.
Wow.
Beautiful, beautiful.
So beautiful. It's always such a treat to hear you sing, Tom.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
And that guitar thing doesn't hurt either. It's a good combo. Are you going to be playing around Los Angeles anytime soon?
I think I am. But the exact date is escaping me. I know it'll be up on my website.
How much longer are you in town for?
Just another little while before the record comes out, which will be in May, I believe.
Okay.
And then I'm off. I have a few shows, you know, in the area, California area. So.
Well, we look forward to being out and about at those shows. This is a real special, intimate concert right here, Tom Brousseau, right here on Future Roots Radio. And I hope that you found a warm, cozy spot to sit back and listen to this music. Hope you've been enjoying it for the past almost hour here. Tom Brousseau has been pouring his heart out, making beautiful music, and sharing it with you because he has to do it. He's an artist, and artists need to express themselves, and there's very few spots where they can do it, you know. Well, actually, it can be done anywhere, but there's very few spots where it can reach a lot of people, and we're so grateful to have KPFK here, have this outlet, and be able to share music with you, and have folks like Tom Brousseau come down and do it so beautifully. So great.